Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
It's that time of the week where we have a feature called Impact. We will discuss and talk to organizations or people who are doing amazing things. Dr. Selby just reminded us that, you know, the corruption in this country, my goodness. But there are people doing wonderful, wonderful things. There are people who are sometimes under the radar who are just doing incredible work. We have an organization here called Study Trust. On the line with us is Deputy National Director Sibongazi Mkhwakhweni, who is somebody who's at Study Trust. And first of all, I don't know if you've heard of Study Trust. If you're a student, maybe you've heard. You've heard of Study Trust. Maybe you haven't heard of Study Trust. And this is a good time for you to hear of Study Trust. 086-00-00959 if you have any questions at all as well. Sibongazi, thank you so much for talking to us this evening. Welcome to Point of View.
Thank you very much, Pamelo, and good evening to the KFM listeners. Thank you for having us this evening.
I mentioned earlier that we speak to people or organizations who are doing amazing, amazing work. And we think that Study Trust is one such organization. Just briefly break it down for those who are listening. What is Study Trust?
So Study Trust is an NGO that provides bursary management, student mentorship and talent development. We were established 51 years ago, actually. Study Trust was established in 1974 during the dark hour of, just before that, but obviously in response to the dark hour of 1976 student uprising against inequality in education. So what we do, we basically connect learners with potential and determination to bursaries and scholarship opportunities. Mm. And then we also walk a journey with them. So we don't just, you know, provide bursaries. We walk a journey with them through mentorship, through psychosocial support. And ultimately, we obviously support them as well by providing work readiness training, personal development, professional development. So it's a series, it's a holistic approach to youth development with the focus in quality tertiary education. So that's who we are in a nutshell.
And at which point of the high school do you meet these students?
So we've got bursaries that administer for high school, but mostly most of our bursaries are for tertiary students. So yeah. We start engaging with them, obviously, as soon as high school, marketing, study trust, but fully engaging with them in matric when they start the application process.
And let's talk about that gap, because you speak of mentoring them, holding their hand. It's not just you handing over money. How important is that?
That is the most important part in the journey, because, you know, the transitioning from high school to university is not, it's not a light thing. Mm. You know, these are young people who are coming from a particular environment where they are nurtured and supported by teachers. And some of them are even leaving their communities where they come from, and they're coming into big cities where there's universities. And it's a huge transition, you know. I don't know if you do remember your years at university, you know, just the culture shock, having to be responsible. And some young people, actually a lot of young people, end up dropping out, you know, in university because of that transitioning and not being supported through that. So that's why in our case, then we walk the full journey with them, you know, from the application process. Like when they start first year, we have what we call summer seminars, you know, to set the tone and start the year with them, where they focus on goal setting, what their purpose is. They learn about networking and building new relationships, because now they're obviously leaving high school friends. They're going to be starting, you know, new relationships, new friendships. It's a whole new community. It's a whole new ballgame. Instead of having teachers who are there teaching what lecturers, now you must be, you know, running around university. So we provide all of that support through campus reps, who obviously are there to walk the journey with our students. We've got mentors, we've got bursary support officers. So we've got the full shebang that really helps young people navigate this new world. But also, the purpose why we do what we do, we want to ensure that they focus in their studies rather than having to stress about finances. We know finances, I mean, education is very expensive. And also education is not easily accessible in South Africa as well, because there's a lot of young people who are looking for such opportunities and there's only limited spaces that are available. So once one does get a bursary, you know, you want to hold on to that bursary so that you're also able to graduate and then continue, you know, with your career and building a career. So that is how then our offering is tailored. That's the most important part, the student mentorship, the psychosocial support, and just really supporting young people through this journey.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned before we even get to getting into university and that culture shock, the application itself. And I think we really underestimate how daunting the task of putting together that application is.
Yes, that's true. That's true. And obviously, that's a process that starts at school already, and obviously deciding on what career path you want to choose, what courses, what degree you want to choose. So, I mean, that alone, I mean, it's forms, it's having to submit supporting documents. And so that, you are right, it's a very, 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 very daunting process. And that's why it is important to start walking the journey with young people from the onset.
Are they, you know, and I'm not saying we are bashing schools now, but do you find that young people are ready to actually do that application? Or do you really have to work hard to assisting them in putting together those applications?
Well, I mean, it takes a village, you know. So, yes, the schools have got their role as well, you know. So, but I mean, we as Study Trust as well, it's very important that we do provide that support. Our application processes are, obviously, we do have your paper applications, but we also have online applications as well, with technology obviously being advanced. But ours, you know, is to make sure that it's a simplified process, you know, and not to further complicate
it. Yes. So, because where do you find in that journey? Because, you know, as you said, you started very early, where they start with the application and so on, walk them through their journey of tertiary. Where are the greatest challenges in your experience?
So, I mean, the greatest challenges, I think, is, you know, how many young people can we actually offer bursaries, because the need is so great, you know. The need is so great. And obviously, as Study Trust, we rely on funders, on sponsors, you know, people who are also wanting to contribute to the development of young people in South Africa, the future leaders of South Africa, which is what we call them. So the challenge is really being able to meet the full need. So that's one. The other one is, I mean, obviously we are working with young people. So sometimes, you know, it's just the delay in submitting, you know, all the supporting documents that are required. So your certified IDs, results, obviously proof of income. So it's just really being able to put all of that together. But with our teams, I mean, so what happens with us, young people or students, you know, would then get onto our database, and wherever there's missing documents, our team is always available. It's always on hand, you know, reaching out to young people, encouraging them to submit these documents, walking the path, the journey as well, in the submission of these documents, so that they don't miss out on the opportunities that are available for them to study further.
And in terms of the funders and the donors and so on, what seems to be the challenge from, you know, on your side? Is it that there are fewer, or is it that there's a leaning towards sort of one type of degree and not all of them? What are your experiences there?
Well, I mean, given the challenges in South Africa, I mean, Study Trust was established in 1974, and we still obviously are fighting and trying to ensure that there is quality education for all young people, equal education. So our problem gets bigger and bigger, you know. So what that means is that obviously we need more and more support. And we do have a lot of support, I must say. You know, we work with private companies, we work with banks, we work with private donors, individual donors. There's a lot of people who are committed, you know, in contributing and supporting young people. But as I said, you know, the number of young people, we know with youth unemployment, we know with young people who are not in opportunities, the numbers keep on growing. So the need will always be there. You know, so we'll always need more sponsors to obviously invest in young people's education. When it comes to qualifications, we offer a series, a variety of qualifications. So we're not really limited in that. And what's also happening now, we are also seeing funders who are also interested now in funding your TVET colleges. We are also exploring other pathways, you know, for economic opportunities for young people, like skills development programs, you know, like artisans and so on. Mm. So there is a lot of innovation that's coming up, and obviously that is also then being supported by funding. We are also working a lot with the renewable energy organizations which are based in communities. So there is great support, but obviously we also know there's great need. So we could never say, yes, it's enough, we've got enough funding. It could never be enough. So as Study Trust, we rely on companies and organizations that obviously share the same passion of skills development and obviously youth empowerment through education, employment opportunities, mentorship, providing sponsorships for, you know, textbooks, accommodation. Mm. So because we offer full bursaries, and some companies also then do offer partial bursaries. So yeah, that's what I would say about the funders.
Not all school support is equal. Are we doing enough in preparing them for the day they have to apply? In other words, in selecting the right subjects, are we doing well in that regard? Because sometimes you know, maybe a brilliant student, but just didn't get the proper guidance in selecting the right type of subjects to go together so that, you know, they can get into, I don't know, medicine or whatever the case may be, even if they have got good grades, but perhaps the selection was not done properly. Are we doing enough in that regard?
Well, I mean, we could do more. I mean, as Study Trust, that's one of the things that we are obviously looking at, to actually start engaging schools in grade 8 already, you know, so that students and learners already know that there's such opportunities. And as they then progress in their high schooling, they already are preparing rather than just waiting for when you get to matric. So our intention is to obviously start engaging already at high school level as early as grade 8. So that they are obviously prepared, including the parents, and just really understanding what the requirements are and just keeping that in mind as they are progressing. And obviously as well, when they then have to choose their subjects, which they do in grade 10, also then knowing what available opportunities for them are. There. So I definitely think that we could do much more.
Then we do this wonderful journey. You do the wonderful journey with them. They go through tertiary. They do amazingly well. I unfortunately hear that, unfortunately, some of those, even as they come out with amazing, amazing results, there just aren't enough jobs. And and we have this big problem now of a cohort of young people who have done all the work, you've done the work, and just can't find the work.
Yes. So, I mean, we know youth unemployment is becoming more and more of a challenge, not just nationally, globally as well. So in our case, I mean, obviously building relationships with industry, building relationships with potential employers. We belong to a network that focuses on graduate employment. So again, it is about building those collaborations and those partnerships, you know, that can then provide opportunities for young people. The other thing that we are really focusing on as Study Trust as well is entrepreneurship development, because obviously in the absence of jobs, we rely on young people to be the ones who create the jobs through entrepreneurship. Yeah. So we want to start focusing more and more on that route as well. But then, as I've mentioned, we are also looking at other pathways, you know, to economic opportunities, because we know there's obviously the traditional route, which is, you know, matric, going to university, getting your degree, getting a job. Now we also know that it doesn't always work like that. So now it is about exploring other alternatives for young people. So that's what Study Trust is also starting to focus on now as we move forward with the work that we are doing.
Suppose, help me understand, because you have such great networks as well in the industry, and often you'd hear them say, we need skilled people. There are a lot of people who are looking for jobs, but we need particular types of skills. Just maybe explain to me, in your view, where the gaps are, because you have come across and you do come across these wonderfully qualified young people. You then hear from industry say, well, we need skilled people. Where are the gaps?
So the gaps, which is what we are responding to in our holistic approach, where we're providing mentorship, you know, and linking young people with industry mentors. There's peer mentorships. They get mentored by alumni. There's obviously the focus of work readiness. So where we run workshops that prepare them for the world of work, you know, 21st century skills. So it's basically going over and above the academic programs that are offered at universities or TVET colleges, you know. And we do this obviously through then our student support and student exposure. We facilitate a series of workshops around resilience, work readiness, communication skills. And I mean, this mostly happens for, especially your final years who are about to enter the world of work. One of our clusters, which is called the recruitment cluster, also works with organizations that basically ultimately then employ the students that they obviously fund. Mm-hmm. So that's also the other opportunity here, you know. So, you know, we have private companies that, yes, do contribute towards educating young people, mm-hmm. but now taking it a step further, you know, where then you also can get to employ them, especially if they go through then a work readiness program that prepares them for the world of work. So the gap is definitely there. But you also find that a lot of NGOs are closing that gap by providing these skills. Mm. But then obviously these skills need to then be implemented in the workplace. So we have what you call internships, we promote your vacation work, and just encouraging young people to access any entry-level job just to build their experience, you know. And rather than being saying that, you know, once you get your degree, you think that you're going to be a CEO immediately. It doesn't work like that. You know, you need to start somewhere, you need to earn your stripes, and just really, really painting the picture of what it takes, you know, to really get to that point, rather than just allowing young people just to believe it's as simple as that. It's just really teaching them what it really takes. It requires resilience. You know, how do you make your mark? So, I mean, our focus for this year when it comes to our mentorship conversations and mentoring, we're talking about making your mark and starting at university and in the day-to-day with engaging with other peer students, but also ultimately making your mark in the world, you know, in the career that you choose. So these are conversations that we're already having with them at university instead of just waiting up until they've graduated.
Is that sometimes the issue, that there are these expectations that are sometimes unrealistic? So you have, I don't know, maybe an engineering degree, and you think you're going to walk into their workplace and do exactly that, be an engineer, whereas sometimes that's not how it works. You start by making the tea with your wonderful degree, and you work your way up, even though you're qualified.
Yes, absolutely. And that's why we rely on mentors. You know, to share their own journeys with the students so that they know that, you know, people who studied their qualifications, people who've traveled similar journeys, you know, have also had to start somewhere, you know. And then the other thing that we're also very big on within the organization is to normalize failure, you know, because we learn from failing, you know, you learn from mistakes, you learn from things that one may think, oh my gosh, I'm a failure because I'm not getting that job or that CEO role immediately. You know, everything is a process. So it is about educating young people about, I mean, it's called life skills, but, you know, it really is how you then navigate the world of pursuing a career, you know, of becoming an adult, financial responsibilities. It's just really the reality of life. It's about us educating them. And that's what we do then through our programs.
As someone who sits in your position, and looking at where we are right now, you say obviously the organization has been around for 51 years, but things have changed quite some. And when you look at the landscape at this moment, are you optimistic?
We have to stay optimistic, or else we would be depressed, you know. And I'm privileged to be working with passionate people, people who are committed, you know, to the work that we are doing, because probably each and every day we get an email from a student or a graduate or an alumni member who basically tells us how grateful they are. You know, if it wasn't for that call that they got from Study Trust, you know, they wouldn't be where they're at. So that's what keeps us going, you know. And if we don't, we can't lose hope, you know, because the youth are the future. If we're not going to do what we're doing, then what's the future of South Africa going to look like? And yes, things are not looking that great, you know, but I mean, rather than just focusing on the negatives, I think it's very important that we focus on the positives and the young people that we work with, the things that they get to do, you know, their success is our success. So that keeps us going. It does give us hope. And that's what we hold on to.
You speak of hope. You know, do you want to share maybe some of the highlights, you know, some of the personal stories that really do give you that piece of hope that you're talking of?
Yes, as I've mentioned, I mean, we're a team of 60,
yes.
You know, and most of our team members are also young people who were graduates. I mean, who were graduates, and
yes.
Then they started with us as interns,
yes.
You know. So we are even working with these good stories, you know,
wow.
Where they say, you know, I started at Study Trust as an intern, and then I worked my way up. I became a mentor. Now I'm a cluster manager, you know. We get to engage with, currently, actually, there's one of our graduates who's working in London, and she's going to be doing the London Marathon, I think, in April,
mm-hmm.
And she's fundraising for Study Trust, you know.
Wow.
We've got graduates who've gone and set up their own accountancy firms, you mm-hmm. know, and they want to support Study Trust. So mm-hmm. we're surrounded by many good stories of young people who've come from really, really, I mean, we know previously disadvantaged backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
We know what South Africa is all about, especially our past and mm-hmm. the struggle for quality education. And most of our students are first-generation students who are the first ones within their families,
mm-hmm.
you know, to go to university because they want to change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want to get their families out of poverty through education. So, and we get to see that
mm-hmm.
happen. You know, we get to experience that with the students as we're walking the journey with them. And they come back, they mentor current students, and they share their journeys with us. So we are always surrounded by the good stories, which is what keeps us going. And
sure.
That's what the students say, you know, we give them hope.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of the work when you do work with young people.
Mm.
It is about giving them hope and basically showing them their potential, you know, and giving them the platform for them to unleash that potential.
So where do these young people find you? Please give us the details.
So they can find us on social media, on Instagram and Facebook under Study Trust. They can find us on our website, www.studytrust.org.za. Our offices are in Richmond, in Johannesburg, not too far from the country club.
Mm-hmm.
And all our details you can find on social media and on our website.
Excellent. Thank
and
you so much.
And then our application forms,
yes.
Our application forms for bursaries are opening on the 1st of May
mm-hmm.
and closing in September. And all of the information that is required for the applications, they'll find on our website.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for making time for us. Deputy National Director at Study Trust, Phokazi Kwakweni. And it's a good time for you to go have a look at this website. Please go and have a look at what it is that they do as you prepare for your application, university applications. Start familiarizing yourself with what's required. Start getting in touch, ask the relevant questions, just so that you're not late, right? So they're going to assist you with your applications for various universities and so on. So please, 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 if you know a young person who's in matric right now, or you are yourself in matric, please go to Study Trust. Familiarize yourself with who they are so that when their own applications are open, you're ready to do that submission. If you have questions even now, start calling, email, all of that so that you can get the relevant information for yourselves. Well, that brings us to the end of the show for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow at 8.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.